I feel like it's very Iranian, you know, because it's sort of, somehow this stuff was in my psyche, you know, and it was coming out. And it's got a sort of a tribal feel to it, you know, with the dots and everything. The Christian world and the Muslim world with those little almost dome-like shapes in it and the dots that sort of almost resemble those little mirrors that they use, you know. And it's got all these things, and I wasn't thinking about these things when I was painting. And I painted it, and I look at it, and the more I look at it, I say, wow, you know, it's actually revealing things to me. The great power of art is that it is a personal, it's about you, it's about the, it's a celebration of the uniqueness of you, you know. And if I have anything worthwhile to say through that window, I have to find it in my own way. Over in Iran, it's just like a world that I couldn't relate to anymore. The human relationships were very enmeshed, and I didn't have enough space to breathe, you know. So it's really strange. It's just dealing with myself as this creature that's sort of between cultures, you know. And before I went to Iran, I had a theoretical understanding of this. I had an intellectual understanding of this, but now I have a very deep I have an experiential understanding of what this thing is, you know, being a sort of a half-breed sort of. And you really feel like you belong to the world, you know, in a sense. I mean, that sounds very grandiose, but I think that's the closest you can put, you know, get to it, is that it is a feeling that you belong to no place, but you belong to the whole, you know, the whole world. Which makes it, you know, you say, okay, this is where I belong. I belong on Earth, you know, but you don't really know where, you know, that's the thing.